In this section, we're going to cover the new features of JAWS for Windows 3.5 with Internet Explorer 5.0. There are several things we want to go over in this section. The first is new features to allow you to go in and personalize or customize the way you hear graphics and image maps and some of the information that gets thrown up on a web page when you land on it that you may not necessarily want to hear. You may want to get past some of these unlabeled graphics that are just numbers and so forth and get to the text. Secondly, we're going to go in and we're going to look how JAWS for Windows now handles tables, which are displayed on different web pages that you'll run across. Tables are used for several things on web pages. The one we'll look at is a listing of different types of reports and so forth, and the date they were filed, and a form name off of a financial page from Sonic Foundry's website. You will find tables on auctions and various different web pages on the internet. But to begin, let's go to USA Today. We've used that in the past. It has a lot of graphics and image maps. I'll launch the page, we'll let it read. Then we'll go in and we'll see how to customize JAWS for Windows through the verbosity dialog and ultimately through the configuration manager and have that page read a lot cleaner.
Control O, open dialog. Type the internet address of a document or folder. An Internet Explorer will open it for you. Open edit combo.
I had already launched Internet Explorer 5.0. I did a Control O. I'm going to type in the USA Today address.
www.usatoday.com. Enter. Page has 165 links. USA Today. Link desk to news. Search. Radio button checked. The site. Radio button not checked. The web. Edit. Go get it button. Link home logo.htm/64313635. The web.
Now I press the control key and silenced it right there. And again, if I do a say line here.
Link homelogo.htm/64313635.
This is some sort of a graphic, either a link or an image map or something that is simply a number. And if I'm pressing down arrow through this page from this point, we should see that there are other types of image maps.
Image map link homeast.htm, image map link news/front, image map link sports/front.
Okay, so these image maps are generally pictures at the top of web pages and things like that. Now, there are a couple of ways to customize this. First of all, you can do this on a temporary or interim basis, let's call it, for this JAWS session. To do that, you would do an insert V and go into the JAWS for Windows verbosity dialog. I'll bring up that dialog right now with an insert V.
Adjust JAWS verbosity dialog, list box, HTML graphics verbosity, 1 of 26.
There are several items in the verbosity dialog generally. However, in this application, there are now 26 items in here because there are several things related to the HTML settings in the configuration manager, specifically found when you're sitting in IE5. So if you down arrow through this list, you'll see a bunch of different items here. And tapping the space bar toggles you through the various settings. And again, you can make those changes here, and they'll be in effect until at some point you restart JAWS for Windows. Either you unload it and restart it, or you turn off your computer and reboot it and restart JAWS again. Those settings will go back to however they were set in the configuration manager. So we won't make the changes here. We'll go straight to the configuration manager and look at the items in there, see the different radio buttons and so forth. I'll press Escape to leave the verbosity, and I'm going to do an insert F2.
Run JAWS Manager dialog, list box, configuration manager, 1 of 7.
And I'll bring up the configuration manager by pressing Enter.
Enter. Browsua.jcf JAWS configuration manager.
Okay, now in the Browsua.jcf file, this is the IE5 configuration file, we'll go to the menu bar.
Menu bar, file.
Right arrow to set options.
Set options.
And open this menu choice.
Enter menu active user options dot dot dot.
Now there are several items in the set options and a new one called HTML options, and H is the hotkey. Just pressing that will launch the dialog.
H, leaving menus, HTML options dialog, skip past repeated text on new pages, checkbox checked.
Now there are many controls within this dialog box. We're not going to look at all of them. There is insert F1. help for these, and if you press the Insert F1, you'll get information such as this on this particular control.
Many websites contain common text on all their pages. When this option is checked, comma, JAWS positions the virtual cursor on the new text of the newly loaded web page. The default setting is checked. Press the space bar to toggle this option.
Okay, so as we move through here, we won't talk about every control in here. I do encourage you to come through this and use the Insert F1 to get some details on it. We're going to tab forward till we get to the graphic verbosity radio button group.
Tab, screen track virtual cursor checkbox check. Tab, say link type checkbox. Tab, identify quote same page quote links checkbox check. Tab, indicate tables checkbox check. Tab, lines per page edit 24. Tab, maximum line length edit 150. Tab, text block length edit 25. Tab, text link verbosity speak all tag or title radio button checked. Tab, graphic verbosity tagged graphics radio button checked 2 of 3.
This is the group we want, graphic verbosity. You have tagged graphics, all graphics, or no graphics. When I'm going to press up arrow, we'll set this to no graphics.
Graphic verbosity, no graphics, radio button checked, 1 of 3.
And I'll move forward.
Tab, graphical link verbosity, all graphical links, radio button checked, 3 of 3.
And you have three choices here. All graphic links is the default. Some graphics are actually links to go to something, and that's what this is talking about. You also have tagged graphical links, or you can choose no graphical links, which is what I'll choose. Pressing up arrow to no graphical links, I'll do it twice. It's the first choice.
Graphical link verbosity, no graphical links, radio button checked, 1 of 3.
And tab again.
Tab, image map link verbosity, all image map links, radio button checked, 3 of 3.
And image map links. Again, you can have tagged image map links or no image map links spoken. I'll choose no.
Image map link verbosity, no image map links, radio button checked, 1 of 3.
All right, and I'm going to press enter now. That will set these changes in, and then I'm going to control S to save that file.
Enter, brosua.jcf-jaws configuration manager.
Okay, control S.
Control S.
And Alt F4 out of the configuration manager, back to USA Today.
Alt F4, USA Today dash Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Okay, now let's reload this page as we did before, and we'll let it come up and just start reading. And we should get down into the link section fairly quickly. So I'll do a Control O and type the address in again, and then press Enter to let it reload.
Control O, open dialog. www.esato.com/. Enter. Page has 165 links. USA Today. Link desk to news. Search. Radio button checked. The site. Radio button not checked. The web. Edit. Go get it button. 12/21/99-updated 3:25 p.m. at. Edit. Go city button. Link nationline. Link Washington. Link world. Link stocks. Link scores. World.
And I silenced it with the control key, and that time you notice that after it read about the couple of radio buttons and the edit field and the go get it button, it got straight into the links and we got past those graphical image maps and we can get right into the text of our page. So that's a good example, and again you can go into the verbosity dialog box with an insert V and go in and try different settings and see what works best for you. Choose the one you want and then go into the configuration manager and set those choices, and they'll be permanent for you so that they'll be that way every time you turn on JAWS for Windows. We're going to cover some more on Internet Explorer 5.0 with JAWS for Windows 3.5. This feature is the ability to read tables within an HTML page. Tables are used in many different places. You will run across these in various websites. And JAWS for Windows by default will recognize a table as you're moving down through the page and identify how many columns it has, how many rows it has. And I'm going to go in now and we're going to show you how you move around inside the table. I've got a website address for a page saved in my clipboard. So I'm simply going to Control O to do a location, paste in my address and press Enter.
Control O, open dialog, type the internet, paste the text from clipboard, Enter.
This page is for Sonic Foundry.
Page has 39 links. Link profile vertical bar. Link management vertical bar. Set filings vertical bar. Link news vertical bar. Visited link financials vertical bar. Link stock quote vertical bar. Vertical bar.
Now I silenced it right there. There are several links across the top. I'm just going to press down arrow through this page here. We're going to run across the table shortly.
Visited link, financials, link, stock, link, events, link, contact, link, info request, blank, set filings, blank, table with 3 columns and 19 rows.
Okay, so it has come to the top of a table which contains 3 columns and I think it said 19 rows. And again, this is on the Sonic Foundry page where I found this table. So I'll press down arrow.
Blank. Filing date. Form type. Description.
Now, I've been hitting the down arrow, which is the way we normally would move down a line at a time on a web page and read through the text with the virtual cursor. However, we are in a table, so I'm going to press up arrow. Let's go back to filing date.
Form type. Filing date.
And I'm going to introduce you to the keystrokes associated with movement within a table and getting information. If you hold down your Control-Alt, and I press the left Control-Alt at the same time down, and press the 5 on the numeric keypad, this is a key combination to, say, read current cell.
Row 1, column 1, filing date.
Okay, now if we were not inside of a table and we tried that keystroke, we would be told we're not in a table or not in a form. Now, Control-Alt and the right arrow or left arrow or up or down are going to move us in that direction one cell at a time and give us some information once we've moved. So I'll do a Control-Alt right arrow.
Form type, column 2.
And the message voice at the end reports that we've moved into column 2, so we can always find out exactly where we are when we change columns or rows. Moving to the right again.
Description, column 3.
And if you recall, when we were introduced to this table, it said it was three columns, 19 rows. So trying to move to the right now with Control-Alt and the right arrow.
End of row description.
Tells us that we're at the end of this particular row. There is not a fourth column. And then it repeats the current contents of the current cell. Now, I'll go back over to the left.
Form type, filing date, column 1.
And if I try to move to the left again, of course, it's going to tell me I'm at the end of the row, or the beginning of the row in this case.
Beginning of row, filing date.
All right, so now, moving down.
12/16/99, row 2.
I've heard that I'm in a new row at this point. And again, that message voice is giving us that information, which is not actually on the screen. JAWS is just keeping track of this particular table for you to always update you and kind of orient you as to where you are. Moving to the right.
Form type 10KSB40, column 2.
Now, if you recall, form type was the contents of row 1, column 2. It is the column heading for the second column. So it got spoken first as we moved into this particular column, then the contents of the current cell, which was 10KSB40, and then the message voice told us it was column 2. If I move down,
11/12/99, S-3, row 3.
The first thing that is spoken is the row heading, which happens to be the filing date in this case, 11/12/99, then the contents of the cell, and then the new row we moved into. Okay, now, a couple of other movement keys. If you want to get to the top of the table, if you want to move to the first cell, you use Control-Alt and the home key to move us to the top of the table.
Control home, row 1, column 1, filing date.
And it moves us to row 1, column 1, and tells us the contents. And at the same time, if you want to get to the end of the table, perhaps there are several tables, or perhaps this is not a table on the web page you care to be reading about, and you just want to be able to get the virtual cursor to the end of the table to continue reading the table or the web page. Control-Alt-End.
Control-End, row 19, column 3, 2/10/98. Description, link securities registration, small business, 985,935 bytes.
Okay, it told us again several pieces of information. The first being that we're in now row 19, column 3, the bottom right-hand corner of our table. It read the row heading, which was a date. And then it read the contents, which happened to contain a link to go somewhere. All right, at this point, if I just press a down arrow,
985,935 bytes.
That is a piece of textual information that is in the cell. See, there's a link and then there's some text, so we just heard the text. Now down arrow again.
Table end.
And we're at the end of the table.
Blank. Sonic Foundry and SoundForge are registered trademarks of Sonic Foundry, Inc. Period. Other products mentioned are trademarks.
Okay, and when I pressed the down arrow, we landed on some text. It must be the bottom of the page. You're talking about trademarks. And just to show you, if you try and do a Control-Alt-Right arrow here,
not in the form.
It identifies the fact that we have officially left the form. We're back on the web page, and we're just using the virtual cursor to move around. So that's a little bit on tables. This is a great breakthrough. You will find a lot of tables out there on the internet. Again, through experimentation and practice, you should have great success reading these tables.